I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Day two of the Bishop Henderson III murder trial is today in 5th District Court in Lovington. The trial finally got underway on Friday after 3 days of attempting to select a jury, which was in jeopardy when 52 of the 100 citizens who were summoned for jury duty did not show up. Henderson is accused of killing 3 people and injuring 4 others at a house party in August of 2019. The first 4 witnesses on Friday were 4 former University of Southwest student athletes in Hobbs who testified to not seeing a gun and neither IDing Henderson as the shooter. The trial is being prosecuted jointly with the 5th District Attorney's Office and the New Mexico Attorney General's Office. The back-to-school tax holiday ended on Sunday night. The holiday allowed gross receipt taxes to be lifted, allowing shoppers to save anywhere between 5 and 9% tax on purchases. This retail sales employee at a department store in Lovington said shoppers took advantage of the holiday as soon as the doors opened.
A lot of people came in and took advantage of the taxes, the sales, and they bought more than the regular price of them on the merchandise.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Ronchetti made the rounds at the Lee County Fair and Rodeo in Lovington Friday night. MTD Radio News asked him about the recent statement made against him by incumbent Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham that he was for defunding the police.
They're going after us pretty hard, and I think that you can see they're scared, and they should be scared. People in the state have had enough of the type of leadership where you dictate to everybody in the state how they should live, and when you prioritize government over people, and clearly we're not doing that, we're showing a better way forward.
Also at the fair was former New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, who was asked about New Mexico's ranking last in education in the nation.
I'll say it to anybody who is in charge of the educational policies of our children, is stop the insanity. Why don't we start teaching our kids how to read and write, how to do arithmetic, how to compete with other kids within our country?
The Lee County Fair and Rodeo came to an end on Saturday, and this family, they had a great time.
How would you rate this year's fair?
10.
And 10 it is, ladies and gentlemen.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.